Shalom uvracha. As our trying situation continues with no end in sight, we have the beautiful pasuk of David HaMelech, which we say every morning at the end of Hodu. V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti. I always rely on the chasodim v'Hashem. Yogel libi b'shuasecho. I'll be full of joy from your salvation. Oshir el Hashem ki gomal eloi, and I will eventually sing to Hashem because of all the goodness he has done to me. It's the end of Mizbah Yud Gimel, which many people are saying daily nowadays. And the beginning of the Mizmah sounds very different than the end of the Mizmah. The beginning of the Mizmah, David HaMelech says four times, Adona, how long will you tishkocheni netzach? Will you forget me forever? Adona, oshis etzos benafshi yogin bilvavi yoimom. Adona, oshis etzos benafshi. Adona, yom oivi aloi. Four times he says, how long is it going to go on? That Hashem seems to be concealing his goodness from us. Rashi, on that Mizmah, says the beginning, David HaMelech set this up four Adonas, four times. How long is this going to last? It's connected to four Golios, four different nations that were under their Golos from the Chuvan, based on Mikdash till this very day. So in the beginning, it sounds like there's a painful statement, where is Hashem for such a long time? And David HaMelech ends it off, V'ani b'chasecho b'tachti yogil libi b'shuasecho. I'm full of bitochon. And some of the Mefarshim say, yogil libi b'shuasecho is even before the salvation comes. I'm already full of simcha because I know the salvation will come. There's no contradiction between the beginning and the end. The beginning, David HaMelech, is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to realize that we're in Golos, we're not in our natural state of closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashras HaShechina that we're supposed to have in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Gula. And Be'etzem, that Ono Tishkocheinu Netzach could be said not just in the times like today, which we really don't know where things are going, but in the best times when everything seemed to be at peace and we have parnosa and wealth and everything's beautiful here in Eretz Yisrael, whatever health, everything's perfect, even so, there's a bechin of Tishkocheinu Netzach. Because if we think of the whole picture, we are in Golos. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We are surrounded by the enemies. If Hashem protects us and we didn't pay attention to it enough, doesn't mean anything. Because Be'etzem, we were in a situation that needed special protection. It wasn't the situation there in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, or in the time that we'll have B'mheir of Yemenu, when the Mashiach will come, when all the nations of the world will recognize that Hashem is the one who's running the world, like we have so many psukim that describe that situation. So that's what David HaMelech is saying. I'm aware of the present situation, and it's a hard situation, and I'm being mispalta Kodesh Baruch Hu. We want to see the ha'ores ponim, ho'el ponecha v'nivoshel, like we say in Tehillim Pei. We want to see your shining face, and we want to see your Yeshua that you will bring us. But together with that, I know a second piece of information. I know you are with me, and you're doing chasodim to me now in Golos. If in Golos we have anything good going for us, if we have food to eat, if we have some level of health, if we're not under imminent danger, then that's a great tremendous chasodim v'Hashem, because Betzim Golos is not the time for things to be pleasant. But within the Golos, Hashem is constantly giving us chasodim, supporting us, keeping us going. And that gives me that feeling of, yes, we are in Golos, and the Golos is very long. But what gives us the koyach to go through the Golos is, Ani b'chaschu v'tachti yogi libi b'shuasecha. I already have a clear picture in my mind that Hashem is with me now, and Hashem 100% will bring the Yeshua. We will have salvation from every specific tzara in the Golus and from the entire Golus. That's what gives us the strength to go through the Golus. We never give up. It says a person, a person who's waiting for something to happen for a long time, it breaks his heart. That's only when he's not sure if it will happen. Because then, as time goes on, he's more and more convinced it will not happen. By us, nothing changes. Adarabba. We know as time goes on, we're getting closer to the salvation. Because 100% it will happen. Hashem was maftiach to us. He promised us that he will bring us the salvation. So he will do it. And that way we can have a yoga libi. We can be thankful to Hashem, even the state of Golus. We have the tefillah that we need the Yeshua. Together with that, at the same time, feeling the happiness that we're in the hands of Hashem. And Hashem is in the process of bringing us the Yeshua. And that's the same thing that we do every morning. We say Pesukei Dezimra. It's a good time to take more advantage of Pesukei Dezimra, pay more attention. The Zemiras of David HaMelech. That's what we say in the introduction of the Pesukei Dezimra. That Baruch Shama, Ubishirik, David Abdechon, Alelcho Hashem, Elokeinu, Bishvachos, Bizmirois. We're going to use the songs of David HaMelech. It's an amazing thing. A lot of these songs are the Mizmorim of David HaMelech. He's describing very hard, trying situation that he's going through. And even so, Mizmor. Why? Because he knows that everything is guided by Hashem. It's not that he did it and they did it. And it happened by itself. It happened, set up by Hashem. And he's sorry for me to go through. And therefore, I'm excited about it. I'm going to do my best to go through the Bissoyim properly, B'simcha, with Bitochim of Hashem, and I know the Yeshua is going to come. That's all what Hashem wants me to show Him, that I'm with Him in every situation of our lives. This should give us the strength to have that peace of mind, not be afraid, not be in fear. We know, don't be dishonest, like David HaMelech himself said, I know the situation is Tishkocheinu Netzach, Oshes Eitzes B'Nav, Sheyogim B'Vav Yoimim, but together with that, the Simcha, the peace of mind that I'm in good hands. Nothing is hefker. Hashem is with me. And the more I feel Hashem, the more of a shmir Hashem brings me. So this is the way we start off our day, with a hodu, which ends up with a compilation of various psukim. The last pasuk of hodu is the pasuk we're mentioning now. So the beginning of hodu is talking about how we have to sing out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yismach Lev Vivak Hashem, we should be full of simcha, and recognize that we're the Zera Yisrael Avdoi Bnei Yaakov Bechirov, and Hashem is with us from the beginning of time. He chorus as Avram v'Shuosel Yitzchak v'Yimdel Yag Mechog Yisrael Pris Oilom Leim Elochot Eretz Kanoan. We start off our tefillah with reminding ourselves of the bris that Hashem and the shvu that Hashem made with the Ovis to give us Eretz Yisrael, and He watched over us under all type of circumstances. Don't start up with my chosen nation. Afterwards, it goes through that Hashem is with us in all the situations, which basically is set up like this. We start off by reminding ourselves of Chasadim of Hashem with us from the beginning, and the promise of Hashem to keep us in Eretz Yisrael, keep us as His nation. And then, what kind of psukim? That we need Yeshua because We are presently in Golus. Hashem Hoshiya Melech Yenim Kureinu Hoshiya Samech Ovois Nachlasecho. Hashem is the one who will save us. Nafshin Echiksel Hashem. We're waiting for Hashem. Israel Mugenu, who we know that He helps us and protects us. Kivu Yismach Libeinu Kishem Kotchev V'Tochnu. So basically, every day we're reminding ourselves when we're saying Hodu, one of the basic things of Bitochen. Start off looking back, looking at the closeness that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem chose us from all the nations. He promised us Eretz Yisrael. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. He watched over us. Now we're in Golus. In this Golus also, we have the special Shmira from Hashem. And the Iker Shmira is for those who feel, Nafsheni Chiksel Hashem, I'm waiting for you. Kivo Yismaili Beya. Have a Simcha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with that, the Mitzvah Hashem will be zeicha to have what we must battle for. Hareinu Hashem chastecha, Hashem should show us even a greater fashion is chasodim. Kuma ezer solon uvdei l'man chastecha. Help us, redeem us. And we end up with, Anoich Hashem lekecha malach me'eretz Yisrael. Hashem answers us. I took you out of Mitzrayim. Nothing greater than that happened in history. Just open up your mouth. Be mevakish for me. Be happy with me. Feel comfortable with me. And feel the chasodim of me. And then Yetz Hashem will get to the point of Yogali Bishua Secha. We'll have the simcha that the Yeshua is coming. And we'll have the simcha when the Yeshua comes. Oshir Hashem kigom al aloi. And Yetz Hashem bekarev. We have the great simcha that Hashem has given us, the final Yeshua of the long golas that we're in. So Yovim Herev Yomeinu.